Lesson 15, Alma and Amulek's Mission to Ammonihah. Purpose, to teach the children the importance of faithfully obeying Heavenly Father's commandments. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Alma chapter 8, verses 8 and 9, chapter 34, and chapter 11, verse 21, through chapter 12, verse 19. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. Refer to Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, Alma chapter 10. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. Picture 4-27, Alma teaching the people of Ammonihah. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Draw the following illustration on the chalkboard. The diagram is a square divided into squares, 4 across by 4 down. There is a dot in the upper left square and a star in the lower right square. Have a child place the chalk on the dot and draw a line following these instructions. 1. Go right 3 squares. 2. Go down 2 squares. 3. Go left 1 square. 4. Go up 1 square. 5. Go left 2 squares. 6. Go down 1 square. 7. Go right 1 square. 8. Go down 1 square. 9. Go right 2 squares. If, name of child, had not followed my instructions, would the line have ended up on the star? Thank the child for being obedient in following every instruction. Tell the children that in this lesson they will learn about two missionaries who were obedient in all they were asked to do. Scripture account. Teach the story of Alma and Amulek and their mission to Ammonihah from Alma chapter 8, verses 8 and 9, chapter 34, and chapter 11, verse 21, through chapter 12, verse 19. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, refer to Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Use the picture at an appropriate time. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Why wouldn't the people of Ammonihah listen to Alma? Alma chapter 8, verse 9. What did Alma do to try to soften the hearts of the people? Alma chapter 8, verse 10. What do you think you would have done if you had experienced what Alma did when he first went to Ammonihah? Alma chapter 8, verses 13 and 14. Why did the angel tell Alma to rejoice? Alma chapter 8, verse 15. How do you feel when you have obeyed Heavenly Father's commandments? When was the first time this angel had been sent with a message for Alma? Point out the footnote for the word delivered in Alma chapter 8, verse 15, is Mosiah chapter 27, verses 11 through 16. Mosiah chapter 27, verses 11 through 16. Briefly review how Alma had repented and become an obedient servant of Heavenly Father. Refer to lesson 14.
What can we learn from the way Alma responded to the angel's command? Alma chapter 8, verse 18. Why was Amulek so willing to help Alma? Alma chapter 8, verse 20. What were Alma and Amulek commanded to do? Alma chapter 8, verse 29. How did Heavenly Father help Alma and Amulek face the wicked people of Ammonihah? Alma chapter 8, verses 30 through 32. What can we do to be worthy of Heavenly Father's help in difficult situations? What did Alma prophesy would happen to the people of Ammonihah if they did not repent and obey the commandments? Alma chapter 9, verse 18. What did Alma and Amulek prophesy about Jesus Christ? Alma chapter 9, verses 26 through 28. What does it mean to fast? Why did Alma fast for the people of Ammonihah? Alma chapter 10, verse 7. How can fasting be a blessing to you? How did Zizram try to tempt Amulek? Alma chapter 11, verse 22. How did Amulek respond to this temptation? Scripture, Alma chapter 11, verses 23 through 25. Has anyone tried to trick or tempt you to do something wrong? How can you resist such temptations? How was Zeezrom blessed by the obedience of Alma and Amulek? What caused Zeezrom to repent? Alma chapter 12, verses 7 and 8. How can sharing your testimony help others gain a testimony? What did Alma teach Zeezrom about how God will judge us? Alma chapter 12, verses 12 through 15. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Invite a returned missionary to visit the class to share how important it was for him or her to obey the mission rules and the teachings of Jesus Christ. Explain that every morning missionaries strengthen themselves with scripture, study, and prayer before going out to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Teach the children that obeying the commandments will help them gain faith, courage, and protection from Satan. 2. Bring one or more items so that a child can dress up as Alma. Have a few children role-play Alma's mission to Ammonihah. Give the child taking the part of Alma a card with the following message written on it. I am Alma. I have come to teach you about our Savior Jesus Christ and how to obey His commandments. May I come in? Give other children cards with the following messages. We are no longer members of the church, Alma. We do not believe anything you say. You cannot come in, Alma. Leave our house and our city. Come in. I would like to hear your message. No. We remember how rebellious you were, Alma. We will not listen to a hypocrite. Talk about the courage missionaries must have and how faith in Jesus Christ and obedience to His commandments gives us courage. 3. Ask a child to role-play Amulek. Ask another child to role-play Zeezrom and pretend that he has 6 aunties of silver in his hand. Give this child a card with the following message written on it. Behold, here are 6 aunties of silver, and all these will I give thee if thou wilt deny the existence of a supreme being. Stop the role-play and ask the children what they think Amulek should say to this bribe. Emphasize Amulek's courage in doing what was right. Talk about the courage Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ want us to have to be obedient. 4. Ask the children what commandments they have obeyed or will obey today, such as saying prayers, coming to church, singing songs, bearing testimony, partaking of the sacrament, thinking of Jesus Christ during the sacrament, doing kind deeds of service and paying tithing. Encourage the children to be aware of their actions, their words, and their thoughts in the coming week, and to have the courage to obey Heavenly Father's commandments. 5. Sing or read the words to Choose the Right Way, Children's Songbook, page 160. You may also use Dare to Do Right, Children's Songbook, page 158, and Stand for the Right, Children's Songbook, page 159. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony that Heavenly Father wants us to obey His commandments so we will be worthy of His Spirit, which will be with us and help us return to Him. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Alma chapter 8, verses 14 through 20 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 15, Alma and Amulek's mission to Ammonihah.